Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a worldwide New Testament Baptist missions. That is the mission board that Brother Danny Whetstone, remember Danny Whetstone, was with us a while back for revival. That is a mission board that he was involved in and still involved in today. And that's where I first met Brother Hook. Brother, why don't you come and share the word of God with us tonight and the burden that God has placed on your heart tonight. God bless you. Thank you, brother.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It is a joy to be with you tonight. I praise God for allowing me to be here to have worship service with you. And I also would like to say thank you to Pastor and thank you to Church for allowing me to be part of this worship service tonight. As you know, I'm from Myanmar or Burma. I'm speaking Burmese English, not American English. We have Indian English, we have Singaporean English. So if you don't understand my English, you can raise your hand or you can ask me after the worship service. I was born and brought up in a Christian family, but I was not saved. I went to Sunday school, I went to church, I obeyed my parents and my teachers, thinking that I will go to heaven. But one day something happened that changed me forever. I still remember it was summer in Myanmar. We have children's camp in our small village. One day when the teacher was explaining to us the love of God and the sinfulness of man, how God provided salvation for us from John chapter 3, that time I was convicted of my sin and accepted Christ as my Savior. As I grew up, I stayed with one of my elder brother who is a pastor in Myanmar for my school. So I grew up in pastor's house. Honestly, I don't want to become a preacher because I know the hardship or the difficulties I think that they face in Myanmar. But when I was in high school, when my pastor was preaching, I knew that God called me to be in the ministry. He is now my father-in-law, but I did not know exactly where God wants me to serve. So I went to Bible college, and God called me to go back to my own country and to reach my own people with the gospel. As I serve God in Myanmar, the longer I serve Him, the more I am convinced that God determined the time and place of my birth to reach my own people. I never regret of serving God in my place, in my country. I never regret accepting Christ. I never regret that God called me to be in His service in Myanmar. So in Myanmar, in 1966, the military dictatorship expelled all foreign missionaries. So till now, no one is allowed to come in as a missionary. But of course, you can visit as a tourist or like for business visa, maybe like 90 days. You have to go out and then come back. So I feel that it's my duty to reach my own people. More important than that, it is God's call for me to reach my own people in Myanmar.
Amen.
Of course, the Buddhist people, there's a strong resistance from Buddhist people. Then when we start our ministry, I was called by the local authority every now and then. But as we stay longer in one place, then Lord enable us to have a piece of land. We become part of the community. Then we are able to continue worshiping and doing the ministry. Of course, they are Buddhist people. As we have seen, they are afraid of social discrimination. I do have one man who was kicked out of his family because of his faith in Jesus Christ, but he's still now faithful. So continue to pray for us that God will enable us to reach more Buddhist people. I'm from one of the tribal people in Myanmar, mountainous place we call Chinstake, near Indian border. Now we move down to the plain area where most of the people are Buddhist. We don't speak Burmese as our first language. So 135 ethnic groups to reach those people. That's why we got involved in training young people. I have three brothers who are also serving among the Buddhist people, pastor. We worked again at Bible college and reaching Buddhist people. And we have our own churches to minister to. So I will invite you to come to Myanmar. You can encourage us. You can teach in Bible college and Bible, or like you can teach English, then you can see how God's doing, working in Myanmar. Tonight, I'm very happy to be here. Then for our meditation, I would like to ask all of you to turn our Bibles to the book of Acts. The book of Acts,
The book of Acts chapter 9, the book of Acts chapter 9, the book of Acts chapter 9, beginning from verse 36, this is very familiar passage to all of us. The book of Acts, as we read from chapter 1 down to chapter 8, we'll see the church of Jerusalem reaching people. In chapter 8, Philip went to Samaria and a lot of people. It was said in chapter 9, Paul, Saul was the same. And from chapter 9, the later part, we'll see Peter was visiting some of the churches in nearby Jerusalem. And when we come to verse 36, we'll see here, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and of this which she did. It came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. They lay her in the upper chamber, and for as much as laid out was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he will not delay to come to them. Then Peter rose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and sewing the cords that and garments which Dorcas made whilst he was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, turning to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And when he gave her his hand, lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Verse 42, it was known through the all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. It was known through the all Joppa, many believe in the Lord. Many become Christian. Many converted to Christianity. Many believe in the Lord. I think this is what we want to hear. This is what we are trying to do here while we are here on earth. We are giving, we are worshiping, we are sharing the gospel, we are helping missionary, we are doing mission, we are worshiping here, be encouraging each other, so that through our activities, through our life, through our church, many people will believe in the Lord here in the state, around the world. So this why God is, of course, allowing us to still alive here. So tonight, as we start our message, I just want us to do what we call Z-thinking. Let's think from the end. What is God's ultimate purpose? What is God's ultimate aim? If we look at the whole Bible, we will not have time to look all the verses, but God's ultimate aim is to glorify Himself, or to show Himself who He is through all the world. When He created Adam and Eve, He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. So God wants to fill the earth with people who knew Him, who worship Him as He is, as He desired. But we know sin came through, but God still is trying to accomplish His purpose or His plan. God has a plan to accomplish His purpose. Of course, we know the Old Testament, through Noah, Abraham, Israel, and New Testament, Jesus Christ came, and then of course now, God's plan is to use His church to reach the whole world, we said in short, to fulfill the Great Commission, and there will be people who will be saved so that they will be able to glorify God. God's name will be glorified. Amen. So, God's plan in this age is to use His church to reach or to fulfill the Great Commission so that God's name will be glorified. As we talk about church, we know church is not a building make up of believer, but that believer covenanted to reach to do the work of God. So as we talk about church, but that believer covenant agree together, if we narrow down, let's talk about like a church member. What kind of church member God is using to reach more people? What kind of church member God is using so that many people will believe in the Lord around the world, here in the state? So as we read this passage from Acts chapter 9, we'll see there was a certain name, disciple named Tabitha. Dorcas, we know, we have heard, you have preached, you have shared with me from this passage. A certain name, Dorcas at Joppa. Joppa, there's a church, we can say disciple, believers. We know Dorcas. The Bible recorded her as disciple. I think she's the only woman who is recorded as a disciple. So the kind of believer, the kind of church member God used for the furtherance of the gospel in order for many people to be saved is a believer who will show her faith or his faith through their life, through her life. Here we see Dorcas. Dorcas, we can say she is a saved person. The Bible mentions her as a disciple named Tabitha, disciple, learner of Jesus Christ. So then we'll see here, this woman was full of good works and arm did which she did. From James, we know we are not saved by good works, but if we are really saved in our life, people will notice our good works. I mean, we will be able to do good works. We are not saved by good works, it's clear. But those who are really saved, people can notice in their life the good works or the change that they have done. So in the life of Dorcas, we'll see Dorcas is a disciple, learner of Jesus Christ. She's full of arm deeds or full of good works. Mm-hmm. Can people notice us as, or can people recognize us as disciple of Jesus Christ through our life? We know we are not saved by good works, but we are saved to serve. Then we see Martha to serve. It came to pass in those days that she was sick. Dorcas was a disciple, full of good works. She was serving her Savior through whatever means she can, but she was sick. So in Myanmar, the very popular message is prosperity gospel. If you are a believer, you will not get sick, you will not get, you will be healthy, you will be wealthy. But here, Dorcas, a disciple, full of good work, but she was sick. We don't know what kind of sickness she has. The Bible did not mention whether Dorcas had family or husband or children. We don't know exactly. Probably she must be a widow because a lot of widows were crying, but we don't know exactly. But we know she was a sad person, disciple, full of good work, sick. Sometimes, of course, God allows us to grow through the valley of death so that His name will be glorified. But sometimes, maybe we are in trouble because of our disobedience like Jonah. But in John chapter 9, there was a man who was born blind. The disciple asked, because of whose sin he is blind? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ said, not because of his parents, not because of his sin, but through his life, God will be glorified.
Yeah.
So sometimes God allows us to go through those suffering so His name will be glorified. And we know here Dorcas, she was sick. We don't know what kind of sickness. And the Bible says that she, Martha disciple, she was sick and died. But we know as we read verse 39, when she died, the widow stood by him weeping and showing the cords and garment which Dorcas made while she was with them. Dorcas was ministering to people in whatever ways she can. When she died, many people were crying. When we are not around, when we are not in the church, when we are not in the house of God, how do people speak of us? Maybe they say, oh, we are very glad that tonight those families are not here. Or we are glad that they are not here. Or, oh, what happened to them? When I am with them, when I am with him or her, oh, I feel God's presence in my life, through her life, through his life. Dorcas, the kind of believer God used for the fathers of the gospel, is a believer who will show his faith through his life. You and I, are we showing our faith? Are we really showing to our day-to-day life that we are really saved? We are really the children of God. We are really the disciples of Jesus Christ. Through people recognize as God's children, as God's the disciples of Jesus Christ. As we see, verse 38, for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, the disciples had heard, the disciples in Joppa, the believers in Joppa, they heard that Peter was there, because if we read the previous verses, you will know Peter was at Lydda healing Aeneas, who was in bed for 8 years. verse 33. So they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he will come, not delay to come to them. Verse 37. One they had washed, they lay her in the upper chamber. One day, we don't know who they are, who was the body of Dorcas. And verse 38, two men, they sent two men unto Job, unto Leda. It was like over 10 miles. No bicycle, no car, no airplane, no train. They had to walk on foot. Do you know their names? Who are these two names? Who are these two people who went to Leda? We don't know their names. In the Bible, there are many people that God used them greatly for His glory, but we don't see their names. So the kind of believer God used for the furtherance of the gospel is the believer who are willing to be in the service, who are willing to serve God. Though sometimes as Christian, I don't know exactly here, but sometimes in Myanmar, I have seen and I have heard people, pastor, as we talk, they are believers. If the pastor did not mention their names, if their names were not in the bulletin, they don't want to come or they don't want to get involved in the ministry, in the Lord's service. But these two men, we don't know their names. But still, they are willing to be in... They are willing to help other believer, unnamed church member, unnamed people. Of course, there are some people who was the body of Dorcas. There are two people who went to Leda to call Peter. Yes, in the service of God, all of us cannot do the same thing, but all of us can do at least something.
Amen.
God has given us, of course, a talent, and God has given us at least one spiritual gifts. The spiritual gift is not for our own self, but for the benefit, for the edifying of other believers. Then as a Christian, we all can start in the ministry. Tonight, if you ask pastor, I want to be in the ministry, maybe in cleaning the house of God, or maybe distribution. Pastor, I want to be in the service. If you ask, I believe, pastor will never say, no, we have enough people. We have enough people, and then you don't need to be in the service of God. No. We pastor will never say that. Mm-hmm. There is always a room for all of us to get involved in the ministry. Maybe we may not get to serve in the front. Maybe people may not recognize us what we were doing, but God knows it.
Amen.
So ministry is a teamwork. Ministry is not what we call one-man show ministry. Mm-hmm. There is no I in the word team. A teamwork. So we all can get involved in the ministry. So tonight, are you willing to be in the ministry, in the service of God? Whatever ways you can. Like maybe like Dorcas, you can keep Dorcas, use her needle to help other believers, to be a blessing to other believers. She was generous. She used her needle for the glory of God. Then we'll see the part from verse 39, Peter rose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all we do stood by him, weeping, of course, Peter. Peter was able to raise Dorcas physically. Peter was able to raise the dead. Tonight, I am not able to do. I believe the pastor cannot do. We are not apostles. No one is qualified to be apostle. But let's do it this way. We are not able to raise the dead physically, but let's think in this way. Spiritually, there are many people who are dead. Ephesians chapter 2, dead in trespass. They are dead. Separation from God. We cannot raise them, but at least we can share someone who can raise them. Who can help them to have connection with God, relationship with God. Peter, he went and then he said unto the Tabitha, arise. Then Dorcas was arise, and then Peter, verse 40, she opened her eyes, and once she saw Peter, she sat up, and Peter, he gave her his hand and lifted her up. When people are saved, we need to help them. Conversion is not the end of fulfilling the Great Commission. When people are saved, we need to help them. We need to encourage them to be in the church. Of course, he gave her his hand and lifted her up. So we need a believer like Peter who will open his mouth and share the gospel so that many people will believe in the Lord. So all of these things, Dorcas was dead, and then there are people who was her corpse, her body, and put her in the upper chamber. Then there are two men who went out and called Peter, and there was Peter then who raised her up physically. Then all of these things, when we combine in verse 42, and it was known throughout all Joppa. This story or this event was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. How beautiful it is. Many, in order for many to believe in the Lord, in order for many people in Joppa to believe in the Lord, there was Dorcas who was willing to show her faith through her good works, who was willing to share what she has. And there are named church members, are named believers who are willing to be in the ministry whenever there is a need. Whenever there is a need, who are willing to be? We don't know their names. And there is Peter who will really open his mouth and share the gospel, who will really pray for the lost. So Peter prayed. And then Peter raised Dorcas. Of course, we need men, we need women like Peter, who will open, who will pray for the lost soul around the world. And we need men, we need church member, we need to be the kind of believer like this unnamed believer, but who is willing to be in the service of God whenever there is a need. We need a believer like Dorcas, who will show her faith through her good works in her workplace or our community, wherever we are. So God has a place for all of us. In order for many people to believe in the Lord. When many people believe in the Lord, in short we can say they have relationship with God and they glorify God, they worship God, and God's name was glorified. So God is inviting us tonight to get involved in His service. To get involved in His service. So tonight, you and I, what am I willing to do for the furtherance of the gospel? What are we willing so that many people will believe in the Lord here in this day? So that many people will believe the Lord in Myanmar. As a church, we need to remind ourselves that there are people who are dead spiritually. That we can help them. We can help them. We can help them. Are we having concern for the lost soul? When people are saved by grace through faith, yes, God is called, God is glorified. God will accomplish His purpose, of course. If God wills, He can use even donkey. But God's purpose and God's desire is to use His children, you and me, to use His church to reach people. If God will, He can use anything, but God is using, God is calling. God's purpose is, God ordained means is to reach people through His church, of course through the believers. Tonight, are you willing to walk with God? God is inviting us to walk with Him in reaching many people around the world. Of course, maybe we cannot go and share, we can pray, we can give, we can be like Dorcas in the behind, we can be like unnamed people behind the scenes, praying, doing whatever is needed so that many people can go out and share the gospel. So, are we willing to walk with God in His service? So we can say it is golden opportunity to be in the service of God. Here in the state, even in Myanmar, as I said, I'm inviting you to come to help us. And of course, as we partner together in reaching Buddhist people, when I say Buddhist people, I think you can imagine, they worship God Buddha, who has eyes but cannot see, a hands but cannot move, a feet but cannot, of course cannot move around. There are many people who are looking for the truth, who are of course be ready to be harvested, they need to hear the gospel. Of course, will you continue to help us reach more Buddhist people? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given me tonight to be with this church. And thank you for the pastor. Thank you for all the believers who are here and who are watching online. I pray that you will continue to use this church to reach around many people around the world with the gospel through their life, through their giving, through their praying, through their sharing. Many people will believe and your name will be glorified. We give you honor and we give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.